Hey, it's Fake News Phil coming to you from the basement, deep in the Soviet states of America once again. So today let's go over some more jumper 9/11 missing photographs or photographs they give us that are completely inadequate. Maybe I want to stay on this subject because I've noticed that the variety of trolls I attract whenever I talk about this jumper subject. And that nobody died on 9/11. Those are exactly the type of trolls I want to piss off. Because I know you work for the government, and your job is to be on the internet to combat people like me who expose this fraud because the people from 9/11 are still alive. The crisis actors that lied to us about losing family members, they're still alive, and you are sent out to protect them because if the public at large learned that all these people lied to them about losing family members on 9/11, then a lot of people would want to hang them. It's a safety issue. And so you're out here lying for your crisis actors to maintain their safety so that the public as a whole does not realize that they were lying the entire time for the tr past 23 years. So I found this video when I was search researching the guy Rosebrook, and I uploaded a video of his wife, which and her name was V Vicky, no, Michaels, Tammy Michaels, and she's a Jewess, and she's a media personality. And just so happened to be there with a perfect view of jumpers that day. And she had her story ready to go about how she saw the bodies vaporize when they hit the concrete. Well, how convenient how the bodies vaporize, and so there wouldn't leave any corpses for us to photograph. So this video purports to show some of the jumpers as they landed. So here's the famous photo of the fire truck. And you see these blurred out things right here. And there's another blurred out thing. These are supposedly human beings that have jumped out of the 91st floor of the World Trade Center and are now on the sidewalk here. So, and notice how they blur these out. So I wanted you to pay attention to this post that's crooked. The crooked post, because I happen to have this photo not blurred out. Okay. And so it's a black and white photo. And so even this photo is being deceptive. See, here's that crooked post. And here's the human being that supposedly dropped 91 floors. So you would expect to see completely f flat. And you'd expect to see a splatter of blood in all directions. And we don't see that. We see a pile of laundry, is what we see. Nothing recognizable. And plus, the f photographer is far away and he's using his black and white lens. When they give us the unblurred version, it's in the black and white. And so we can't, it's being deceptive. In this video, all these things that are blurred out are not what they're claiming it to be. And that's why they blur them out. Fast forward here a little bit. Because the guy who made this video is also lying to you. It's like Guy Rosebrook. Okay, so then here, these arrows are pointing to two more corpses, but of course it's far away. And again, you wouldn't be able to see anything there either. Oh, here they show you what it looks like without the blur. But I don't even know because that's a truck tire back there. So this is out of context. I don't know what this thumbnail is even talking about. That's a fire truck wheel right there. I don't see no fire truck in here. So he's all over the board. This guy who made this video is all over the board. He is showing some pieces of body and beneath these blurs here. But you can't see those either. So now he's going to show a blurred out piece of hamburger over here. I happen to have here the next photo. I happen to have the unblurred version. Let's see what these are supposedly pieces of human flesh. Oh, here. These are supposedly pieces of human flesh that are laying on the street from the, what is this, the South Tower. And here they blurred out a pair of legs that are hanging over the ridge line here, the roof line here. And he blurred it out. I have the unblurred version of this photograph. And there it is. So he blurred out the satellite dish. I don't know why he did that. But there's a pair of legs hanging here. Here's the, I believe, the North Tower over here. And it's his explanation is that this is one of the passengers from the airplane that got shot out of the airplane when it crashed into the North Tower or something. He said it was he was a person in the building who got blown out of the building when the plane hit. Because he said this is not a jumper because he was there before the jumper started jumping. And that's his explanation for this photograph. I'll show you the unblurred version of it. The unblurred version is here. See, that's the North Tower over there. And you see what you see here? See, there's a satellite dish over here. Oh, I guess he blurred out these two little pieces. I guess that's supposed to be part of the mannequin. Oh, I'm sorry, of the corpse. You see, after falling all that height, these legs would be sheared off. This is a mannequin with a couple of shoes here hanging over the ledge. You know, and there's no blood. There's no blood splatter. After falling all that height, yes, there would be a blood splatter. No blood splatter, and these legs would have sheared off from the inertia of hitting that. So that's the unblurred version. And so now it becomes obvious why he's blurring these photos out, right? Because he is being deceptive. So he blurred it out. Blurred it out. Let's continue. Then he expands it, but that didn't tell you anything. This is not a jumper. This is a person who flew out of the North Tower along with the debris. So you see, he was ejected out of the tower. From the North Tower, he would not reach such a place. And from the South Tower, he did not jump since his body was not there. And then, so he shows you the pair of legs from this photo here. You can see a pair of legs right there. So this is, I think he's saying before the second plane hit. So that's how he can deduce that it was from the first plane, what I think he's saying. And so you can, yeah, so these pair of legs were sitting there. Really blurry. Yeah, he said the body was already there. I say the mannequin was already there. And now he's going to show some more blurred out photos here of supposed pieces of human flesh on the street. And here he blurs it out again. I'll show you what he's blurring out. I have the unblurred version of that particular photo. Have it right here. Here's that one last photo he just showed you. And he had it all blurred out right here because he was blurring out all these little red pieces of hamburger right here. You see, it was too graphic for you to see these pieces of hamburger. So he blurred out all these. These are just pieces of hamburger that have been thrown on the street. Okay, that is not an identifiable part of the human anatomy. That there's nothing identifiable to be a human body here. And this hamburger thrown onto the street. And again, this guy making this video is being deceptive and blurring things out so that you can't see it.
Oh, I'm just trying to protect you because it's too gory.
Yeah, you're just lying is what you're doing. Okay, and then there's that. There's supposedly some more pieces of hamburger on the parking lot right there. Another piece of hamburger there. Not an identifiable part. Here, I got this one. This photo, as you can see, he blurred out this and a little blood streak, and he blurred out an item over here. Well, let's take a look at the unblurred version. And I have it right here. Okay, so he blurred out this little piece of whatever it is, some kind of roast beef or some kind of beef, and these two little blood streaks he blurred out. And he blurred out this item over here, and I don't even know what that is. It looks like a walkie-talkie or something. It's not a piece of the human anatomy. So he blurred out this piece too. See, so what he's blurring out is not graphic at all. In fact, what he's blurring out shows how they faked it. And that's why he's blurring it out. Okay. See. And here's the hand. Okay. And he pixelized it. I have the photo of the actual hand. Let's see. Where is right here? So, and this is even low resolution too. What is this red mass right here? That is not identifiable. You got something here that might be the radius, the bone, the radius bone that we would expect to see. We would expect to see the radius bone. But this red mass over here, that is just an artist's rendition. So you are looking at an artist's rendition of what a severed hand would look like. Okay. That is, you see some hamburger coming out of a hand, and you just think, oh my God, that hand's just been freshly severed. No, that's not what it means. Here's a blob of something. See, it's low resolution. You can't tell. And then here's some blood. So, or what they tell us is blood. And you don't see anything identifiable there. So that is the unblurred version. And it's an artist's rendition, as you can see. So again, being deceptive in all their ways. I'm hoping I'm pissing off some trolls out there. Because this has got to stop. And what is this blurred out image? Oh, it's just nothing. Another blurred out image of nothing. Blurred out image of nothing. Nothing, nothing. A whole lot of nothing. Whole lot of nothing. Okay, here's a blanket on the street. That doesn't prove anything. There's another red piece of hamburger. Couple blankets that were placed there by the drama team, and there's a something. What is that? A cat or something? Don't know what that is. So this is the best they got of dead corpses on 9/11. Blurred out images of what appeared to be hamburger. And I showed you the guy Rustbrook video last time, and it doesn't show anything either. And this guy had a pinpoint view of the jumpers from the adjacent hotel. And see, but this video splices everywhere. And both these people that are in this hotel room, they're both media people. Oh no, Tammy, there goes a person. See, and then the video spliced right there, and now it goes to this image. And now Guy is doing his, oh, this guy, Ross Brook, dude, is an actor. And these are what they're telling us are human bodies that have just dropped 91 floors. these stupid things here? No. This was a Hollywood illusion. This whole 9/11, this jumper illusion was a Hollywood stunt. That's what it was. So, and take that, trolls. All right. Talk to you later. I'll get you, I'll set up another video, make you mad again. All right. Bye.